Your record-wise, not what you wanted to see, but man, looking up and down of who you played, coming off the Aurora game the other night. You know, and we know how good Aurora is this year, and there's been some other games. You've had chances in some other games to get some W's, haven't you?
Yes, yeah, I think so. We have. You mentioned the schedule. We do play a tough schedule, but we started out the year with a lot of inexperience, a lot of new faces, and over the course of the last 12 games, our first 12 games, I should say, we've been getting better, and we've been improving, and although the win-loss column doesn't show it, box scores do, and then, just the things we see on film, we see, and we're getting better.
Adams Central, and we know how good they've done, a 5-point game recently, so no question, that's great. I knew it was maybe going to be a little bit of a slow start, but this team has gelled a lot more in the last month or so, haven't they?
Yes, I definitely have. The people that had no experience are starting to get a little bit more comfortable at the varsity level and playing at that level of speed, and mentally and physically, they've gotten more comfortable. We've gotten better. We've kind of gelled as a team. We're improving for sure.
Coach, can you throw some names out? You got some pretty good balance. You got a couple of guys double-figure scorers this year.
Yeah, we're kind of led by our lone senior, Braden Sawicki. He has stepped up for us this year. It's been good after not much varsity action last year. A couple of juniors, Ray Duong, who's really come on as of late. Creighton Sidlow, who's steady as ever. He's probably got the most experience returning from last year at the varsity level. And then we have some youngins. We have some sophomores and a couple juniors and even a freshman that's on the bench that's starting to, sniff the varsity action a little bit. So we're looking forward to continuing to get better in the short term as well as that long term.
Yeah, no question. Your future looks pretty bright, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. I don't like to look forward to the future because that takes away from the guys that are right here right now. So we stay present and we stay focused. But when the future comes, I think right now will benefit us.
I know talking to Coach Creech this morning, we mentioned the schedule for him too. And then mentioned it's kind of same with you is your tougher conference games. You got some real big time conference games coming up, don't you?
Yeah, the EMC, Eastern Midlands, is the toughest conference in Class B, in my opinion. I mean, top to bottom, you have night in and night out the toughest teams out there. I can just run down the entire list, and you're going to see them in the top 10 in somebody's list. So, there's no rest for the weary in this conference. And then we get out of conference. I mean, these road games, you said, mentioned Adams Central, Aurora. McCook's going to pose a tough test. They're no cakewalks either, so...
How about the Bison? We had a 4-point game last year. You recall that was a tight one last year, and I'm expecting more of the same coming up at our place on Friday.
Yes, I expect the same. I expect a physical battle. It always is when we go out there. You got the smaller gym that's really loud. You get the community behind you. The kids play really, really hard. They play physical. They're relentless, both in the full court and in the half court. I expect a physical, tough game from the Bison.
And not to look ahead to the McCook game on Friday, but I know that Blair game is, on Saturday then, and that's the second meeting. I know after, a tough 10-point loss the first time, your kid's looking forward to that second time around with the Bears.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we played them in the early in the year in our conference tournament, and we had to go up to Blair, which is, close to 3 hours away, and played them within 10, and it was closer than that. That kind of some free throws at the end extended it to 10. So I know those guys are looking forward to that game, but we take it one game at a time, especially with McCook. It's going to be a later game. Late night, we'll get back later. And then you got a quick turnaround against a pretty good, pretty talented Blair team. So no rest for the weary.